This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Hundreds of acres in East Tennessee remain under a thick layer of coal ash sludge after a spill this week from a power plant. The Kingston Fossil plant, where the spill took place, generates electricity for hundreds of thousands of homes in the region. Coal ash is a byproduct of burning coal to produce electricity. In a moment, we'll hear whether it could be toxic to people and the environment. First, we'll hear how families in the area are coping. NPR's Tamara Keith is in Kingston, and she joins me now. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
So what is this scene? The pictures look scary.
Yeah, it's a big mess. You know, the power plant is at this confluence of two rivers and a little lake, and all of this coal ash broke through the earthen dike that was holding it back, and it was just like a big landslide, except it was ash and sludge. It, you know, knocked a home off its foundation, covered roads and railroad tracks. And you know, all through Christmas Day, there were crews out there with heavy equipment trying to clean things up. But this is not a one-day project by any means.
What about the families that were in its path?
Well, there were about a dozen homes affected. Three of those homes have been condemned. And I visited with the Copeland family. Their home was fine, but their neighbors' homes were severely damaged. And they're shaken up. I mean, this slide, this flow of muck was right behind their house. And, you know, they have this beautiful house that was on this beautiful little lake. And they showed me pictures of sunsets on the lake. And now it's thick with ash. You know, they'd be better off trying to walk across the lake now than trying to swim across it as they had in the past. And here's how Deanna Copeland describes the situation.
The amount of devastation that it's caused from there here, how in the world they're going to fix this to the level that it was before, I just don't see it. And then on top of that, after they, if they can fix it, to be honest, do I trust it?
She and I were sitting in their living room looking out at their cove that is now full of sludge, and she just kept talking about her house in the past tense as if it had been destroyed. And you know, she just looks at that muddy mess, and she doesn't see a future for her family there.
How did this happen?
Well, there was this big pile of coal ash, and essentially it had been piling up over years and years. Coal ash or fly ash is it's the stuff that doesn't come out of the smokestack at a coal burning power plant, and it's put into a slurry and then put into retaining ponds, and then when it's dried out, it's put into a different pond and stacked up. And Chris Copeland described it as kind of like watching the pyramids being built. It got up to 55 feet above the water level in the pond, and here's what he had to say.
You think that they know what they're doing and that everything's safe, that they're keeping an eye on it. I guess they just built it up so high that it just couldn't hold itself together anymore. It just let go.
Well, Deanna and their two girls and some neighbors that also have children, they're going to go stay someplace else for a few weeks and try to figure out what the long-term plan is, because right now there isn't one. And the Tennessee Valley Authority, the power company, they've assured the Copelands and others that everything is fine. But, you know, Chris says that they've been on the internet searching around, doing research on coal ash, and you know, they're just not convinced.
You know, we're worried about living next to this ash dump now. It's, you know, just a few feet in our backyard. We've got a tremendous amount of ash. And, you know, what's in that ash? You know, what kind of contamination's in the ash? What kind of health effects?
And the spill is also affecting waterways that supply drinking water to millions of people. And at this point, there's a big debate about, you know, how much of a problem that is.
Tamara, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Tamara Keith is in Kingston, Tennessee.